There's a lot of confused young men in the world without any positive role models to look up to. Many of them grew up without a father figure, which causes some of these young men to go online and find someone who can fill that essential role in their lives. Andrew Tate is one of the more popular online role models that these impressionable young men flock to, like my ducks whenever I replenish their swimming pool with fresh water. Now, if most people in the world were to find out that you're learning how to be a real man from some dude on the internet, they would probably make fun of you, especially if you're taking advice from the self-proclaimed top G. Unfortunately, Tate decided to specialize in skills like shitposting on Twitter instead of information security, which is the main reason why his online school, called The Real World, formerly Hustlers University, suffered a massive data breach revealing the private information of about 800,000 of his current and former students. Many of these are people who paid upwards of $50 per month for advanced training and mentoring on subjects like crypto investing, health and fitness, and creating your own e-commerce store like my website, based.win. Except their stores don't offer a 10% store-wide discount to people who pay in Monero XMR like I do on based.win. A lot of the course material was also leaked, so if you are interested in learning anything from Hustlers University, you can now do so for free. Unfortunately, the data leak also contained people's usernames, email addresses, the date that people joined Hustlers University, the roles of people on the forums, as well as their score and coin balances, which I assume is similar to Karma and Gold on the Reddit platform. So if that's the case, then those stats would roughly translate to how active people are and how well received their posts on the forum are. The contents of The Real World's 221 public and 395 private chat servers was also leaked, which contains some of the most damning data as far as future employment opportunities for the people that were making the posts there are concerned. Obviously, I'm not able to show you some of the more spicy stuff here on YouTube, but if you can imagine an unmoderated 4chan board combined with your average Call of Duty chat room from the Xbox 360 days, then you've pretty much got the idea of the typical post in the safe space that used to be The Real World's private chat rooms. Now, you're probably wondering, who is responsible for the Andrew Tate data breach? I haven't been able to find the precise names of any groups or people that were involved in the data leak, but the hackers appear to be some kind of LGBT hacktivist based on the emojis that they spammed in the live chat on Rumble during his podcast last Thursday. The hackers were also able to leverage a vulnerability in the platform to upload emojis, as well as delete attachments, crash people's clients, and temporarily ban people from that platform. There's a few different content creators on Rumble that I really enjoy. I also really like the fact that on mobile devices, you can listen to Rumble videos while your phone screen is locked without having to deal with the "Are you still watching?" interruptions that YouTube purposefully implemented, not to actually confirm if you're still watching a video, but to try and force people to buy YouTube Premium, which is the only legitimate way to listen to YouTube with the screen off. So I really hope that those vulnerabilities on Rumble can be fixed soon, because I think that that's an excellent platform that clearly has fewer restrictions than YouTube does. Now, other than the humiliation of people finding out that you paid Andrew Tate $50 a month to teach you anything, being associated with Andrew Tate could result in you getting canceled or denied a job because of how much he's hated for his views and his treatment of women. Andrew Tate has been canceled multiple times himself, but he's stated that this doesn't really affect him because he's already a multimillionaire who has everything that he needs. And if we multiply the 113,000 active members on his platform, which was revealed by this data breach, by the $50 that they have to pay each month to be members, that comes out to over $5.5 million that Andrew Tate is making from his platform every single month. Now, I'm sure that some of those profits go to employees and hosting resources that are needed to keep the site running, but now that we know that the site's security is a joke, I think it's pretty safe to say that not much was being spent on securing that site's data in the first place. And that's why I'm advising anyone who ever had an account on this platform to do some serious digital sanitization. I don't think people who use his site are necessarily bad people. Like I said at the beginning of this video, I think that they're mostly confused young men that are in the world without father figures, and so influencers like Andrew Tate take advantage of this to make a quick buck. But potential employers probably aren't going to see it the way that I do. They're going to lump you in as a toxic misogynist simply for giving Andrew Tate $50 per month. So hopefully you practice good OPSEC by using a unique email and username that isn't connected to anything else in your online life. And I really hope that you didn't use the same information that you did on sites like LinkedIn. Because if you did, well, I guess it's time to go create another account because your old job-seeking profile is basically radioactive now. The email list of Andrew Tate's subscribers have been sent over to Have I Been Pwned, so you can check your own email addresses against that database and take the appropriate actions moving forward. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to hack the algorithm, subscribe and tick the notification bell to get alerts for when I publish new videos, and have a great rest of your day.